Essential NLP. Practical skills for a great life.
Welcome.
Hi,
to
guys.
This
welcome.
Episode,
it's Dr. Phil here. I've just realized I haven't done this.
We've already looked at two skills
podcasts since 2019.
This one is super.
I'm so sorry
well.
For not being present.
And this is
hopefully
the game
listening to the other podcasts,
of the Mind Body
Connection podcast,
the
Lightning Process podcast that have been taking its
in
place.
In earlier episodes,
but
I
thought
introduced
I'd come
the
back
idea
here
of Gateway
to tell you about
these kind of magical states.
The reason I want to talk about it really
makes
so much more NLP and the Lightning Process.
Coming relaxed.
And I think you're going to find it really interesting. It's called the Coach. That's
gateway state
so
of
I want to tell you a little bit about
compassion is
why
so
I wrote
central
it
to pretty much everything you do.
So first of all, what's it about?
It's the bedrock
about
of
wisdom, getting in touch
it's difficult
with
to truly and authentically be confident
and
in yourself if you're
you
not actually
it.
Nice and
so
kind to yourself.
So what do I mean by inner wisdom?
It's
inner
also
wisdom is that quality
of in your health.
Trusting
there are
yourself,
so many research studies
knowing that you know yourself better than anybody else.
Sort
of theme that I've been talking about
does
NLP
to your body. It improves
podcasts,
your heart rate, your blood pressure.
You are the expert on
rate,
you. Nobody really knows as much about
so
you.
So many really
how
fundamental physiological
could be amazing how you trip yourself up, your dreams, your goals, and anybody else. And
the
big
other
problem
really
with inner wisdom
about compassion
is
when you're kind to somebody else,
knowing ourselves,
there
is great
two benefits in that. First of all,
knowing that we're extraordinary is
has
that
kindness
very
given
often
to them,
when we need it the
feels
most,
better, their life is better, they have a better
is
day.
Is when it's the most difficult.
But also, the person
to
giving
find
it gets some benefit from it.
It's
experience.
A kind of payback
for
you know,
being
when you're
nice
in that
to somebody.
Interview, when you're having to make a tough decision.
This opens the interesting conversation.
Sometimes really
get if you're kind to yourself.
So this book is all about how do you really tap into that. How do you
potentially
get in touch with
both
that
benefits? The benefit of receiving
yourself,
that kindness, even if it's from yourself.
All my books, very strategic ways to do it.
So self-kindness
one of the origins
of it
important
thing, was
central
was
to so many
things
guy,
and
I've talked about
something that is
Stafford,
missing for so many people.
The first guy in the
people
whole known world, as far as we
to
know,
nice to
walk the entire length
so we're going
to
spend
of
a bit of time
Amazon
today
from source to sea.
How do we learn
and
to develop
he
self-kindness,
was,
self-compassion?
He couldn't get
why
access
aren't we kind
to
ourselves?
Maps,
where does that
very
come
good
from?
Maps, because and the Brazilian army had them all and didn't want to share them.
Physiological
so he had to arrange his trip
everything else?
From Google
gateway
Maps.
Gateway states really
Google
make
Maps
a difference to everything.
Not as accurate as it could be for when you're working out a trip of this length.
When we're really in a state of deep self-kindness, it allows us to be so much more
so
forgiving of any missteps or mistakes or misunderstandings.
And he was wet every single
we
day,
may
damp every
be
single
responsible
day
for or
months.
Suffer from other
and
people.
He got in touch with me about halfway
because
through
when we're
the journey,
in this place of
because
ease,
he had been
self-kindness
able to,
with ourselves. You know, we're not having to prove ourselves,
sorts
not to make people right or wrong.
But the thing that he
we're not having to fight for our right to
his
exist.
Internal environment.
And this allows us
to. My job was to help.
Soften
and
find let
a path
things
through
flow.
The trouble
we're not trying
to
prove anything anymore.
Struggle
we're trying to fix
and
things. We're not going to get people's attention because
in a
we already feel good about
being
ourselves
damp,
because
being
when we come to self-kindness
day after day after
so
day.
So much of that is all taken
big
care
problem with this
as a sense that
was
he was
in the middle of the jungle.
We're already
and
deserving
the
of
the only way he could talk to me was through
a
satellite
regard.
Phone signal. To find a break in the canopy.
So there are huge benefits.
Get the
satellite phone working. It's much easier to go into a new social situation.
But often
if you
the satellite phone signal didn't work very well. So again, in times when
look
he
at you in a funny way,
me, sometimes I just wasn't available.
Kind of go,
he couldn't
well,
get hold
okay.
of me.
I feel good
and
about
so
myself.
A chunk of the
it's
skills
that
I taught him
that way
was
must be
how
going on for
to
them.
Be able
allows
to
us
get
to
in touch with being the most extraordinary
let some of this stuff just flow over us.
Using a lot
way.
Of the skills that you've heard on the episode
if
so
we were
far,
to go into
really
an skilling
him
if we already
so
have
self-kindness,
then we don't have to prove that we're worthy
of extraordinary
we already know that we're good enough.
Extraordinary source of wisdom
yeah, sure, it doesn't
guidance
mean we will
without
won't
having to
get
rely on me.
But it
which
puts us in a place where we already feel okay so about ourselves.
We can step into
and much more easy to project what's great about us.
Because, of course,
to answer questions
there are
going to
be
way.
Times when nobody is there, where we're
throwing
in
a curve question,
our phone isn't
kind of
working,
on,
we can't get
well,
hold of the people
what do I
we
think
need
about
to support
that?
Us.
Rather than
we've
think,
got the skills.
I've been tricked, I've been found out.
Really?
Because we already know that
we're
good enough
what we
know.
That provides
starting a new project, should we start with self-kindness?
Because
give us
wherever
a sense
we
of,
are,
well, you know,
we are always there.
Why
we
should I not
be
able to
that
do this?
Coach?
And if something goes
there,
wrong, it's not the end
then
of
we can
the world.
Make
it's
extraordinary
just a
changes.
You know, minor setback. These
now,
things
this
happen. It's going to give us
that we don't
kind
ever need
of robustness
support help from people.
That's not coming from a
there are
fighting. It's coming from just a. It's okay. I've got
but
this.
There are so many problems that we can resolve on our own.
when we're looking at relationships, if we have self-kindness already, then we're not desperately trying to get it from
really
the other person,
being able
some
to
sense of
dig deep into our
reward and respect, because we already
that's
have
what
it,
this
have
book
it for
is
ourselves,
about.
And that makes
how
us a much more interesting
to be
and
your
full
best
partner
when
because
it seems
we're not
like the least available part of you.
We already feel okay about
how
ourselves.
Do you
and
in
having
those
them around
remember
life even more
that
extraordinary.
You are extraordinary.
So self-kindness is really
a super
important
question when you come across an impasse.
Why do we not have self-kindness? And it is
how
very
you,
common.
How
a lot
you
of people
get
are pretty nasty
to
themselves.
Best.
If you listen inside to some of the conversations
so that's
people
interesting
have
to you, then go check
pretty
it out. It's called
disrespectful.
That's always there.
Quite damning,
you
quite
get it
damaging.
On Amazon, on
like,
Kindle,
oh,
on
you can't go out looking like that.
I'll be doing a few more episodes.
Looking fat today
on some of the topics
just
which
so
I think you find really, really interesting.
Of course, you're going to get
found.
These kind of statements are central to a lack of self-kindness.
Kind of inform this book that take how to make change.
So where does it
to
all
a
come
whole
from?
New level. So well, check out the book. And
a
I'll
lot
see
of it
on the next
is learned.
Take care now.
If you track back to early years with babies, do babies who are 1 or 2 months old have an issue around self-kindness? No, probably not. It's just not really a conversation they're engaged with. They're more interested in food and attention. So self-kindness isn't really a concept for them. They already feel okay about themselves. So this comes in later on. Somewhere we learn that we're not quite good enough. There's some expectation that somebody puts on us, we don't meet it. And then we discover that we haven't quite come up to standard, haven't come up to scratch. And this can start to erode our sense of feeling good about ourselves. And going through schooling, particularly early school, middle school, and teenage years, is a real battleground for keeping your self-kindness, feeling good towards yourself, intact. Many people don't achieve that. And then maybe later on, rebuilding it, getting in touch with that. So there are lots of kind of obstacles to maintaining great self-kindness as we go through life. But it is such an important thing. So how do we get in touch with it? This is the final thing we're going to look at. Spend some moments thinking about a time when you were able to connect with your sense of self-kindness, your sense of, you know what, actually, I am good. I am worthy. I am good enough. I did do that well. I'm a decent human. I feel good about myself. You complimented yourself in some way. In any moment in your life, it doesn't have to be a prolonged experience, just something where you felt that. And as you connect with that, just notice, what does this feel like? And ask yourself, what does this feel like? And how does it feel to have this in my future? What if I could keep on getting in touch with this? Because it's a choice. A lack of self-kindness is a choice. It may be something you've trained yourself into or been trained into, but it is a choice. So what if we switch that conversation up to something that's much more like you're doing a great job. You know, life's been tough. You've had stuff to deal with, but you keep going. You know, I trust you. I believe in you. I think you're great. What if we took on some of these new conversations instead? If you're struggling with finding a time when you felt that way about yourself, and some people do, that's okay. Be kind to yourself about that as well. That's just because of the environments you found yourself in and the things that you've been trained into. Instead, think about somebody who already feels self-kindness towards themselves. And it could be a person that you've met or read about. Be somebody you come into contact with, or it could be an animal, you know, your dog or your cat, or that elephant in the jungle, you know, who already has a sense of being kind to themselves. Allow yourself to be creative as you connect with self-kindness. Spending some time really feeling what it feels like to be kind. If you're really struggling again with finding this, then think about a time when you were kind to somebody else and just get in touch with what that feeling feels like. Then imagine yourself in front of yourself and just give that kindness to yourself. Just practice that. Exercising these pathways and muscles. These are, you know, if these are unfamiliar for you, that's fine. And be kind to yourself as you do this. Just spend some time being really, really nice to yourself. And use these kind of you statements. Instead of saying, I am great, say you are great. The research suggests that by using the you statements, it increases that sense of somebody else is with you on this journey. So spend some time with self-kindness today. Think about people you know who are good at self-kindness. Hang out with them more. Switch down some of these conversations that are not empowering and start to replace them with conversations that remind you about, you know what, you're doing a good job. Life isn't always easy, but you keep going and you've got this far And being kind to yourself is one of the best ways to move your health and your future forwards. See you on the next one. Take care now. If you've enjoyed this episode, then please subscribe to wherever you get your podcasts so you get the new episodes as soon as they're available.
Essential NLP.
If you're interested in the content of these ones, then go check out the book, The Coach, that's always there, available on Amazon.
Practical skills for a great life.
And if you've got any questions I can help you with, then just email me, phil@philparker.org. One, two.